Blog Talk Radio.
Hola, ladies and gentlemen. It is SCG-13 from the Oregon Energy Self-Healing Center. And we are live tonight on the Ringing Stone Network. Tonight, I am going to be talking about pink moon rituals and sexual energy. And there's something that just occurred here recently that I know that everybody is aware of, and we're going to be talking about that as well, which is the transition of Prince Rogers Nelson, or Prince Nelson Rogers. I can't remember which way his name is, but every spring brings a feeling of newness. Flowers are blooming, birds are chirping, green is absolutely everywhere, love is in the air. Sexual energy is in full effect at this time. The energy of creation is the most powerful source. It's orgasmic. Nature produces a myriad of energy sources connected to a particular frequency all year round. The waves of a frequency are felt on the entire planet. In the mass world, these energy cycles are known as Easter, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. Other countries have named these energy cycles something different, but we all feel it, and that's what's so intense about this time on the planet. When these particular occasions happen, it's something that's undeniable because the feeling is felt all over the world. There are programs that are created around these holidays, holy days. Energy cycles are all over the planet, and the powers that be, they know that they're able to manipulate a person's emotion so that their levels are spiked really high during this time, really high and low. And they do this through happiness, joy, love, fear, hate, etc. So these energies are, you know, it's a trip because we are, as a people, manipulated to feel things. You know, when you watch a movie, you are feeling a particular thing. That's because the directors and producers and the actors are able to act, and they're able to do things to evoke a certain kind of feeling, a certain kind of energy. So it's really powerful when you think about the energy that exists. And a lot of people don't really, you know, they don't really think about it because energy is not seen. So when you don't see energy, you kind of take it for granted, and it doesn't feel like it's something that's actually really happening. We notice these things later after it has an effect on us, and, you know, you think about it, and it's like, oh, that's interesting. Rituals have been happening in our world for years, for centuries, for lifetimes. Rituals are something that are required in order for people to manifest things, to create things. And so tonight we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about some of the rituals that you can do on tonight's full moon. Tonight is a super moon. And the reason why it is a super moon is because it is the April moon. The April moon is it's a moon for creating new things. So when you look at nature and you look at what's happening in nature, and you see the flowers blooming, you see everything green, you see people feeling really intoxicated with life, so to speak. You know, it's springtime. So springtime is a great time for people to be able to utilize that energy and create things with what's happening. Tonight's moon is carrying an immense amount of energy, and what's happening when this moon comes out is pulling energy from everything on the planet. So whatever it is that you're vibrating, whatever it is that you're feeling is being amplified. And this moon is going to take it out, and it's going to magnetize it, and it's going to bring the vibrations right back to you. So a lot of people are feeling the pain and the love and the, you know, the whatever emotions they're feeling over the death of Prince. And I wanted to talk about that tonight because I thought that it was really interesting. First of all, let me just say that I don't really believe anything that happens in the media, because the media is always lying. I do know about a lot of the rituals that they do, and so it's not surprising to me at all that Prince transitioned during this time. It's a very powerful time, and the energy that's being exuded at this time because of his transition is going to be beneficial for his soul, so that he could ascend higher, so that he could be able to travel through all of the different dimensions that he is connected to now in his transformation. But what happens with that as well is that people that know about energy manipulation and they know how to use it, they're able to take the energy that is misdirected or the energy that is not having intent, and they're able to harness that energy and create their own rituals and manifest whatever it is that they want to manifest by energy manipulation. So tonight we're going to talk a little bit about that. But the first thing that I want to talk about is the full moon and how it happens. How you can use the energy of the moon every single month. Every single month it does the same thing. The new moon is empty. You're able to release any energy, anything that's not working for you. You release it during the new moon. And then as the moon starts to get full, you start putting together what your intentions are. What is it that you want to manifest? And I like to do rituals where I'm manifesting, like, for the next month. Now, this moon tonight, my intentions and my manifestations are for the rest of the year. But moon rituals on their own, you're able to do it every single month, and I like to intend things month to month because what it does, it shows me that what I'm doing is working. I'm able to gauge what it is that I'm asking for, what it is that I'm intending, and to see how those things manifest month to month. And this is really powerful because once you have the knowing of what you're doing, you know, once you know that what you're doing is working, it makes it a lot easier for you to be able to create bigger things, for you to manifest more intricate things, so to speak. And it all has to do with how you feel. And this is something that a lot of people that work with energies or that want to work with energies and want to make things manifest, they think that, okay, well, I'm going to do this ritual because I saw this somewhere, and I'm going to put these little things together. I'm going to light some candles, and, you know, this particular thing is going to happen. Well, it doesn't necessarily work out that way because you can do the ritual. You can do the formula of a ritual, but if the intention in your mind and in your heart is not there, then you are probably not going to manifest what you're thinking you're going to manifest. So it's really important for your energy to be clear and for you to feel what it is that you're intending, to feel a high vibrating energy so that it's easier for you to call that intention to yourself. If you guys have listened to my broadcast before, you know that for me everything is about energy and your vibration is everything. And what you vibrate creates your reality. And the same goes when you're doing a manifestation ritual, when you're doing, when you have intentions. And doing it during this time, I would say that this is the most powerful time of the year. A lot of people believe that New Year's, like January 1st, that's the new year. So, you know, that's when you start to, you know, put your intentions out there. And really, New Year's is the end of the winter cycle. So we're still in that ending cycle. Things are still, you know, going away. That you're releasing things. It's not, the planet is not growing anything during that time. So it just makes sense to do what nature does. So the real beginning of the year, and I believe that this is according to the Ethiopian calendar, is March 20th. And so in the spring, that's when you want to set your intentions and think about what it is that you want to manifest and start putting together your vision for that year. And so on this particular moon, that is, you know, it coincides with everything that's happening with nature. So if we follow that, then we're able to take advantage of the energy that nature naturally does. Thing that is happening this evening is going to be amplified by the moon's energy. This is not something that I made up. This is just something, this science, this is just what exists. It's what it is. And so people are not very familiar with how they can take advantage of that energy. But it really is about you being conscious and aware of yourself and aware of the power that you have within this energy. And the power that you have is the fact that you are a direct extension of High Source. You are a part of nature. You are connected to nature, whether you want to recognize that as truth or not. That's just what it is. So when you treat yourself as a power source and you intend specific things, you'll be able to manifest them, but it goes with what you believe, what it is that you feel inside. Like I said, if you do a ritual and you're lighting candles and you're saying, yes, I want this and I want that, but inside your heart and mind and in your soul you don't believe that it is attainable, then it's not going to happen. What's going to happen is that you'll manifest what is in your subconscious. You'll manifest maybe your biggest fears. You know, those are the things that are manifested during these times. Because it doesn't matter whether a person is conscious of the manifestation or not. It's just naturally what happens on the planet. It's like, you know, when grass grows, you know what I mean? It's like it takes water and the sun and the energy of the moon even to create these things on the planet. And so that's the same thing that happens with us. So the sooner that we get to nature and we get to harmonize with it, the easier it's going to be for us to comprehend how it works and how we can work with it. I am going to be taking questions today. If you guys want to give me a call, the number to call in is 646-290-691. And I see that I have a guest in the chat, so welcome, guest 3204. Welcome to the broadcast. I broadcast here every month, and this is my, I call it the power session, because I do weekly healing sessions, 20-minute healing sessions every Friday, and every third Friday of the month. On this one, I think it came on the fourth Friday, I'm doing a power session. So y'all get ready for some learning and for some rituals and all of that good stuff, because that's happening tonight. After the show, I'm not sure if I'm going to be doing, I usually do a two-hour show, but tonight I just kind of wanted to put it in your ear, some of the things that you can do in terms of rituals, because it's a really powerful night. I know those of you that are in the East Coast, the moon has already been out, and maybe you've already done your rituals, but I'm going to be doing mine tonight after the show. And what I do with my rituals, I actually started this morning. And this morning I felt an energy, an intense energy. As an empath, I feel a lot of things all the time, and I try to, you know, put them where they belong. So this dense, heavy energy that I was feeling, I recognize what it's about. I recognize what's going on on the planet. I recognize what's going on in society, and especially what's going on again with the transformation of Prince. Kind of like what happened when Michael Jackson transformed. It's like the whole world is putting their energy and their intentions on this particular occasion, and it's not like the only one thing that's happening, because it's also Earth Day. Today is Earth Day. It is also the beginning of Passover. So it's a lot of energy. It's a lot of things that are happening during this time, and there's a reason for it. And when you start asking yourself the questions like, why, you know, why do holidays happen? Why do, you know, why is everybody doing like the same rituals on these particular times of the year? When you start going deeper into that and you start asking questions like that, you're going to start to get the answers, and you're going to learn that it's because of manipulation. Things that people outside of us want to create, they'll use certain things so that we could be manipulated to behave in a certain way, to exude a particular kind of emotion so that we can manifest the intention of others. It's really powerful information. More powerful is the knowledge of you and knowing who you are and the role that you play in it, because it makes you feel like, I know for me anyway, it makes me feel like I have a little more control over my reality, because I can't control the things that happen in my life. I know that I can control the way that I react to those things, and that reaction is going to do like a domino effect, and it's going to create more reality. So if I know that I can control this moment by the way that I react to the things that are happening, then I know that I can do that. I can continue to do that, and I can have more of a hand in what happens in my life rather than allowing myself to be emotional and just going by emotion and not having any consciousness as to, you know, what I'm doing, and giving somebody outside of me the power to dictate my life, basically. And I mean, a lot of people have that issue because people believe that they are free, when in actuality, none of us are really free. But I'm not going to get into that whole conversation, that whole discussion on this show tonight. But I will say that being in control of my body and of my surroundings, that gives me peace. And that allows me to create more because I already know what it is. And these rituals are very serious for me. Like when I talk about doing rituals, it's something that, first of all, just so that you know, rituals are just things that you do every day or consistently. And rituals are patterns that are created by you or maybe they're created by somebody else. And so we do them when people celebrate on Christmas, right? That's a ritual. They do the same things every year with family, with the spirits, with, you know, so that's a ritual. So we have been conditioned to do other people's rituals, but most people are not taught to create their own rituals and to do things that will benefit them because people don't want you to believe that you have the power of controlling your life or of manifesting different things in your life. We are programmed to believe that everything is outside of ourselves and we live a traditional kind of lifestyle and things just happen. That's what a lot of people like to believe, that things just happen. So going back to the rituals and how I started my day today, I felt the dense energy, so I had to go out. It was raining, and so I went outside. I wanted to kind of, you know, feel the energy of the rain. It's great when it rains because it kind of like washes everything out. And started just thinking about the things that I wanted to manifest for this year. I think I started thinking about all of the energy that I was feeling that did not belong to me. So I had to make sure and transform that energy and use it for my benefit. And when I talk about transforming energy, it's basically like if you're feeling sad or if you're feeling a particular kind of way that is a low vibrating feeling, then it is important for you to be able to identify what that feeling is, why you're feeling that way, and then release it. You know, it's like don't like detach from what that situation is. And when you do that, you're able to transform the energy and use it for something beneficial. So you use the energy of that, you know, that low vibrating energy that was existing in you, and then you start to think about what it is that you want to intend. So my ritual basically went, where I'm, you know, thinking of all of the energy that's coming in. I'm thinking of all of the sadness, all of the grieving that's going on, all of the newness, all of the awakenings and all of the awareness that's on the, around the planet right now. And then I just had a moment with that energy, and then I took a deep breath and I released it. And then I started immediately thinking about the things that I want to manifest, the things that I want to see happening in my life. And I started giving energy to that. And as I started giving energy to that, what happened is my vibration started lifting. My energy started shifting. I started feeling less of the low vibrating energy, and I started feeling higher. And sometimes you have to do things physically to make that go away. Like if you're feeling sluggish or you're feeling like, you know, you're sad for no reason, one of the good things to do is to just shake it off, like literally shake your body and shake it off. Another thing that you could do is dance, move around, stomp around, start shaking up the energy in your body, and that definitely makes a difference. And another thing that you could do that will immediately shift the energy and change it is to laugh. You could just start laughing, and that is going to change the energy in your body. So all of these things, oh, I didn't mean to do that. I started pushing buttons in the studio. My bad. So all of those things are going to shift the energy in your body. When we're talking about shifting energy, we're talking about your subtle body, your chakras. These energies are existing in you all the time. And we think that, you know, we don't really pay attention to them. But anything that you do, any movement that you make, any reaction that you have will quickly shift the energy that you have going on in your body. So I didn't have to do all that this morning. It was easy for me to just kind of like be still and be silent and start thinking about these things. And I immediately felt my energy start shifting. I can also feel when I'm out of balance, when I'm not in the right place. So what I did after my meditation this morning, I just started writing things out, and I just wrote and wrote about, you know, the things that I intend, wrote about the things that I'm grateful for, wrote about the things that I'm excited about. So I kept a theme going where I'm building the excitement within me. And this is something that it doesn't sound complicated, but The complicated part is making sure that you're balanced throughout the day, that you're able to control the waves that you're going through, the things that you're feeling. And it's not to say, oh, my gosh, you can't feel any low vibration, you can't get mad, you can't get sad. It's not that at all. It's being able to know what to do when you are in that condition, when you are in that space. You want to be able to switch it up and raise the vibration. When it comes to rituals, I'm a big believer that everyone needs to do their own thing. There are certain things, there are certain formulas, certain sciences that people use. There's one thing like Orgon energy batteries. I use them in all my rituals because it's a chi generator. So it's constantly creating chi. So that's something that I'm always going to do. When it comes to candles and different things, if it's not something that you are knowing, if it's not something that you are sure about, it's best to leave it out of your rituals. You want to begin your rituals with things that you're comfortable with, that things that you believe in, and things that feel good to you to do. And a lot of people get a misconception of rituals because they think that they have to be, you know, that they have to have certain things. And there are religions and faiths and different things that they do. You know, they have their particular rituals and things that they do. But in this age that we're in right now with so much religion and Christianity and confusion, I feel that it's important for people to detach from all of those things and reconnect with self. And when you reconnect with self, you're reconnecting with Most High, the God in you, whatever it is that you want to call it. And so when you get ready to do rituals, you want to start using your own inspiration for what you need to do. And this is basically the way that I've worked. This is the way that I've worked ever since I started coming into this awareness of myself and recognizing the powers of the universe and physics and things like that. I wanted to create things that came authentically through me because I don't trust everything and I don't trust everybody. So I needed to really create some things that are in my comfort level. So that's what I did, and that's what I recommend to my clients, and that's what I have in practice, because when you start doing things that are outside of you, then that kind of gives the situation, you know, it can get twisted. And when you do things that are outside of you, then you're blaming something outside of yourself for not getting what it is that you wanted, or, you know, you did something wrong because you were following the path of so-and-so and, you know, this person who's a guru, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's important for you to go back to self. You know, it's important for you to know that you are the master of your reality. You are the one that's making things happen. And the more you practice that, the easier it will become. So I know that I keep getting off track with my rituals, but it's so much information that I want to share. So after I did that ritual, I just kind of went about my day. I spoke to some clients. I did some moving around that I needed to do. But the most important thing that there was for me to do today is to just clear my space and get ready for this evening. And so I had to release a lot of, or transform a lot of energy that I've been carrying around since this new moon started. And it was really interesting because I posted on my Facebook something about yesterday being the last day for you to transform negative energy. And someone comes and they were talking about, oh no, it's too late and you got to do it like this and you got to do it like that. And, you know, it just really kind of made me feel like I had to talk about this today, of the importance of your individual rituals, because there are millions of realities. And it's up to you to decide where it is that you fit in all of this. It's up to you to decide what it is that feels right to you. And a lot of times people are able to interpret what things are just by the feeling of things. And so it's not up to someone else to tell you, you know, oh, this is, you know, if you don't do it this way, it's wrong. It's up to you to do your own research and go within so that you can know what works for you. What works for you may not work for everybody else. But it's just really important, the individuality, because we live in a time where people are constantly counting on outsiders to save them, outside sources to deliver them, you know, and so they give all of their power to things outside of themselves. And then they follow these traditions and these trends and these, you know, religious beliefs that say, you know, you got to do this like this and you got to do this like that. And it is up to every individual to find their own way because everybody has their own individual path. I think it's wonderful when we could share and we could share information and I could say, hey, I tried this and it worked great for me. You know what I mean? But when you are saying, oh, no, you got to do this way and this is the only way to do it, I don't even believe in that. I believe that there are many ways to an end result. And when you start allowing other people to come and dictate your formula, you know, that's just not, it's not a good feeling. I know that some people feel comfortable with following and allowing somebody to lead them. But in this lifetime right now where we are, you have to be your own leader. You have to be your own savior. You have to be the one that calls the shots in your life. And rituals and, you know, your spirituality and things that you believe, those are extremely important in the outcome of your life. So following other people's methods and other people's ways is not always the best idea. I think it's good to research so that you can get ideas on different things to do. But when it comes to your life, you want to really be conscious of what that means and be the one who dictates what's happening in your life. I'm going to see if we have anybody on the phone lines as we continue. I can talk and talk and talk, and we're already like 26 minutes in. If you have a question or a comment, 646-929-0691 is the number to dial. Just press number 1 so that I can know that you have a question or that you have something to share. And that's how we will do that tonight. We're talking about the super pink moon, rituals, and sexual energy. The sexual energy aspect of all of this, I like to talk about sexual energy. People get all excited and they think that it's something like super duper freaky, and then they get disappointed when they realize that, no, sexual energy is just life force energy. It's you. You are sexual energy. You are walking sexual energy. And there's a certain times in the year, certain times in the month that you are feeling extra sexual, extra creative, extra orgasmic. And those are the times where it is for you to create something. It is for you to add that energy into your life and make something out of it. These are rituals that have been done since the beginning of time, but we lost this information. We lost this information specifically when media started. That's when we started losing a lot of things. I have somebody that's calling in from 910. You are on live with SCG 13 Power Sessions. Who's this?
Hey, Ms. Marty, it's Tanja.
Hola, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am doing fantastic.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Okay.
How is it possible, like, you know, I kind of struggle with it, like bringing my like Kundalini energy from my base, like, and bringing it up through me to like enhance my creative energy, my sexual energy. So it's usually in the base, but I want to like bring it up to like everything here.
Bringing your Kundalini energy up is it's an intense thing. It's a very intense feeling, and what you want to do. There's several ways to bring it up and to use it. One of the quick ways to bring it up is to, you know, where your lower spine is, at the right, the bottom of your spine, like your lower back. You can start tapping in that area during your meditation process. You can start tapping in that area. You can rotate, you know, if you're sitting like in the yoga position, you can rotate and just like create like a real grind during that area and think about the Kundalini energy and that Kundalini serpent unraveling. And you want to do a breathing technique so that you're able to start bringing that energy up. So what kind of techniques do you do now to raise that energy up?
I usually just dance for the most part, kind of like dance to bring it up. I haven't really meditated yet to fully like help that.
I would definitely take some time to read up on it so that you could prepare yourself for raising up that energy, because when you raise up that energy, it could be quite overwhelming, and so you want to be prepared for doing that. There is a mantra that you're able to do that will help bring up that energy. It'll get it started, because it's not as easy to wake up that energy as people think, you know, because it has to do with you and where you are. And, you know, sometimes people can't wake it up, and it really is for their benefit because they're not ready to use it. They don't know what to do with it once it rises. And I heard that it makes some people go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I don't know anybody that, you know, personally that has happened to, but just through my research, I've learned about how powerful that energy is and what it does. But there is a particular mantra, and this mantra is Guduk Shuduk Neom. And that is a Sanskrit mantra, and it helps raise the vibration and awaken the kundalini energy and have it rise through your body. So you just say Guduk Shuduk Neom, and that's G-O-O-D-U-C-K. This is just how I spell it, because Sanskrit doesn't really have a spelling. You just have to spell it out how it sounds. So it is Guduk, G-O-O-D-U-C-K. You can spell it like that. Guduk Shuduk, kind of like shut up, but it's Shuduk, S-H-U-D-U-C-K. Neom, and that's N-E-O-H-M. So you say Guduk Shuduk Neom, Guduk Shuduk Neom, and you continue to do that 108 times. And as you're doing it, you want to visualize that kundalini snake coming up your spine. Another thing that you want to utilize is your chakra system. So picture the kundalini energy going and wrapping around all of your chakras till you get all the way to the crown chakra. And when you get to that point, you should feel an intensified energy that will tell you, okay, something is happening, something is different here. So that's what I would suggest for wanting to raise that energy. But definitely, you know, do your research and be patient with yourself. Take your time with it. What is it that you're wanting to raise it for? Like, are you feeling like you want to be more creative? What's going on?
Basically, to feel like, you know, being more creative and just kind of getting out that lower level of my, like, sexual energy. Because, once I get out that lower level, it's like I can enhance myself more when I go into my higher levels.
And what, so you're saying that you want to use your sexual energy basically for more than just sex, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, there's another exercise that you can do, and it basically just has to do with it's a breathing technique. And you just imagine all of your chakras. You start from the root, and you take a deep breath, and you push it out. When you're pushing it up, you're visualizing this energy going up throughout all of your chakras. So you stop at your sacral chakra. You stop at your navel chakra, your solar plexus chakra, and you keep going up, and you just keep practicing that until you get, you know, push it all the way until you get to your crown. So this is an exercise that you start in your root chakra, you go all the way up to the crown, and you just keep taking breath. And, you know, an interesting thing too is that you want to really be able to experiment with movements and with the intention of what it is that you're wanting to manifest, what it is that you're wanting to create, so that you could feel the sensitivity in your body, and you'll know, you know, when something is working or when you're doing something right or when you need to tweak it and do something a little different. Don't be afraid to ask what to do, to ask your higher self what to do. And when you ask a question, you know, it's not like there's going to be a voice from the heavens that's going to say, oh, do it like this. It's more of a knowing. You know, you ask the question, and then, you know, once you allow for that information to come, you're going to learn that what you asked for, now you have the information. Now you know what you didn't know. And the more you do that during your rituals, during your practice, the more comfortable you're going to feel, and then you're going to begin to feel more confident and be like, I'm going to do this like this, and this is exactly what I have to do. You'll know what to do. And then when you research, you won't be surprised to find that some of the things that you've been, that have been revealed to you are things that have been done, you know, for millions of years.
Oh, okay. And I have someone else beside me. She wants to ask a question.
Okay.
Hey, Maddie, it's Butterfly.
Hola, this is who, Candace?
No, it's Erebus Butterfly.
Oh, hi, Erebus. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
So listen,
yeah,
I gotta tell
friend.
You because you have been on my mind for a long time, and the Master Vibe Study Group is ready, and you are one of the people that it's like, I want you to be in that group. You don't have to worry about the monthly. I'm comping that because you have been so supportive in my journey that I want to make sure and do whatever I can do to help you through yours. So we'll definitely connect. I'll send you a link for it because I know you've been waiting for that one for a minute.
Thank you so much, Monty, because I'm really trying to, you know, master my body. I'm trying to get me more emotionally balanced so that I'm not, like, you know, controlled by, like, my different desires, and I'm trying to manifest, you know, my great vision I have for my life. Yeah, so that would be so exciting.
Yes, yes, yes. So what is your question?
Okay, so I have the Oregon Energy Pyramid. And I want to know, like, what's the best method for me to use it to become more emotionally balanced? Because, you know, lately I've just been kind of, it's been kind of crazy.
Are you meditating every day?
No, not every day.
Oh, well, you got to. Because, see, what happens is when you bring the Oregon into your life, it starts clearing up energy. So anything that is within you is going to come out. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Oregon energy batteries. Oregon energy is, and I've talked about this numerous times, it's a functional healing art, and it's something that creates scalar waves. And scalar waves is a multidimensional energy that moves faster than the speed of light. So when a person has Oregon on them or around them, it's doing what it does. It's scientific. So it's constantly transforming negative energy to positive energy. So when you brought that into your life, it is cleansing you out from the inside out. So it's allowing for other things within you to come out so that you can look at it and you can face it and you can transform the energy so that you could, you know, create something different from it. Meditation is important because every day you're getting energies from other people, you're from the world, from nature, all of that. And so it's important for you to be able to detach from things. So when you detach from that and you focus on your connection with Source, it's like you're energizing yourself. So it gets you ready for the next day. And your meditation doesn't have to be something where you're sitting there for hours and hours, you know, through a meditation. But it's so important because when you meditate, you're disconnecting from everything on the outside. You're focusing on within. On that's like you most high in yourself right there. You know what I mean? So when you're meditating, nothing needs to be happening. You're just still in the moment. You're receiving. You're allowing yourself to receive whatever information needs to come so that you can manifest your intentions. But it's like there's no skipping it. Like you can't say, okay, well, I got Oregon, so I don't really need to meditate every day because it is a formula. And these are one of the things that I know that I talk about, you know, doing it your own way and having your own styles or rituals and things like that. And that's important. But there are certain formulas that we cannot, we can't even play around with it and eliminate them. It's part of the formula of manifesting is being able to, because also what happens when you're meditating is you're becoming more sensitive to what you need to do. You become more prepared. So without meditation, it's going to be difficult to put yourself in the position where you're constantly consciously manifesting. So meditation is definitely important. And you'll learn, you'll see that when you start being more consistent with your meditation, more things are going to come together because the other things that you've been practicing, the other things that you know, your other rituals, it's just like making them crispier, making them clearer.
Okay. But I know, well, although I don't meditate every day, for the past few months I have been like really using the lunar energy to use my Oregon energy. So I might do it like maybe twice a week, and especially on like either a full moon or a new moon where I try to get my I try to either clear out and I try to manifest. So those are the main days I do it. But throughout the week, like me and Tanja, like sometimes we sit around and we just sort of talk and sort of have these like venting sessions where we just kind of release a lot of things that, you know, worry us from day to day. And I feel like having Oregon energy, huh?
No, say that again.
Oh, no, no, no. I was just going to say that having organ energy definitely affects, you know, our ability to be more open with each other and just open with ourselves individually.
Good. Yes, it's important, and I'm glad, you know, organ energy is a super powerful thing. You know, this is what the ancients used. This is what our ancestors used. This is how they're communicating with us now. This is how we are able to come back, because we truly are the ancestors. We really, really are. And so when you're using the organ, you definitely want to connect to it and allow it to just kind of inspire you as to what different ways you want to use it. Definitely lunar energy is great for it because it's always doing what it does and it doesn't really need any charging. It's up to you to decide how you get the most benefit from it. I get the most benefit from it by meditating with it in the morning when I'm out in the moon. I have it with me. I have different ones. I also put the pyramid under my bed, so that when I'm in my resting state, I'm able to remember and I'm able to get information and be able to decipher the information. And you don't always decipher the information right away. Like last night I had this dream that there was an explosion and that I lost all communication with my family. My cell phone wasn't working. And I still have to, like, I'm like, okay, what does that mean? When I can remember a dream specifically, that usually means that it's a message for me. But now I got to do my research and figure out what is it that really means for me. So one of the things that I do is first I'll do, you know, I'll look at what the dream means by how I felt. And in that dream, I was feeling scared and I was feeling like, what am I going to do? I can't, you know, communicate with anybody. So that's an indicator for me that I'm going to experience maybe some anxiety, maybe a feeling like that. And so, you know, then I just let it go and I know that it'll become clearer for me later. But there's so many different things that you could do with the organ in terms of your rituals and in terms of making it work more for you, depending on the stones that are inside of your organ. When you focus on a particular stone, like let's say you have black tourmaline in your organ. So when you want to work on transforming negative energy, then you focus specifically on that stone and you're going to get more amplification on it because you're using your own energy along with the energy that's in the device. Acknowledging what it is that it's for and commanding it to do what it is that you want it to do. So commandment is very important, too, in your rituals and what you're doing. When you know that you want something, command it. When you want something to be, you know, like people use the word ashe. Ashe is like, and so it is. That's like a magical word that they used back in ancient times, and it was like abracadabra, you know what I mean? And so it is. And, you know, ashe, that was like the last thing that you say, you know, when you do your magic, because that's going to seal the deal. So it's important to use your power of your intention and your voice and your command so that you can create things and make things happen. You have a lot of gifts and a lot of things that you subconsciously know how to do, but you kind of probably feel like, oh, I'm not sure about this, or you're not trusting yourself enough to say, no, this is it, I got this. And so when you start feeling that more, when you start feeling more confident in your rituals and in your spiritual practices, you're going to learn a whole lot more about yourself and things that you didn't even know you knew.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, this is an exciting time. You're welcome. I'm glad that you're taking advantage of it, because this time right now, April 22nd, this pink super moon is powerful. It's super powerful. I got to ask you this question. How do you feel about the passing of Prince?
It's very overwhelming because, you know, he's definitely one of the greats, and his music has a lot of impact. Like, you know, like, Just like with Michael Jackson, his music can help you, like, mentally time travel. His music is just so magical and beautiful.
It's different. It wasn't, like, basic. It was, like, very transcendental. Yeah, it was very transcendental. It was awesome.
And you know what's a trip? Is that I see it also as, you know, he graduated. He really did, because now when people think of him, when people play his music, he could be in that space. He'll be in that space instantaneously. Obviously, that was happening when you know, when he was still here on the planet. But now he's just, it's like he's back to the all. It's a, he is the multi-dimensional energy, and he's everlasting. It's like his energy will live on forever and ever and ever. And it's a trip because, you know, it's a very powerful thing, especially when you think about the fact that you have that same kind of energy within you to have that greatness and to be that great. And it's always an interesting thing to watch, you know, the way that people react to the transformation of these great geniuses, these angels, these, you know, whatever it is that anyone wants to call them, because they're remarkable super beings. And I think that I think Prince was a little starseed myself. I mean, he was, I remember in that song, I'm not a man, I'm not a woman, I'm just something you can, what was that song? I'm not your lover, not something. I was after you. And it's like, them lyrics, he's telling you. He is telling you who he is. I'm like, go ahead, Prince. Anyway, thank you so much for calling in and for listening to the show. I appreciate it. I know that my information goes over a lot of people's heads, and so I definitely appreciate it when people could, you know, kind of tune in and take a listen to something different. And I know you've been with me for a minute, so I appreciate you, Adibis Butterfly.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No, ma'am. I mean, do you have anything
else? All right.
Thank you so much, Ms. Marley. We appreciate your information. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for listening. We are in the last 15 minutes, and I think I'm going to only do 15 minutes because I am anxious to go outside and see the moon. If anybody has any questions, you can call 646-929-0691, press the number 1, and I will answer any question that you have. We're talking about this super pink moon. Oh, the reason why the moon is pink is because of the way that it sits across the moon, like where the position where the moon, where the sun is according to the moon, that's what makes it that color. Now, I haven't been outside, so I haven't seen that it's pink. I really don't think that our naked eye is going to be really able to catch the pinkness of the moon, but I'm gonna find out when I get out there. And so that's the reason why the moon is that color. And there's different moons. Every single month there's a different moon. And every season the moon has a different kind of energy. And you could see how it affects the planet. So I recommend for people to do a little study on the moon, because you can't just go by what somebody is telling you. You definitely have to do your own studying so that it could mean something to you, so that it can be like deep in the root of you, and you know that what you're doing is coming from a place of solid knowing. So that's really important. Your sexual energy is something that is constant. It is a constant thing, and the mantra that I gave out was a mantra that was given to me by, I call him my energy sensei. He's always giving me great information. And I remember when he gave me the mantra, he says, don't drive. When you do this, make sure that you're still and that you're at home. So I'm just going to pass the same information on to you guys. When you're doing any mantra, you want to make sure that you're in a place where you're comfortable and, you know, nothing else is really going on, because depending on where you are energetically, anything can happen. I mean, when I'm meditating and I'm doing mantras, there are times where I feel like I am literally outside of my body. And there have been times where I've had to say, I don't want to see anything scary. I don't want to see anything I'm not ready for. Because in the times that we're in now, things in other dimensions, and if you're not ready for them, they can be quite frightening. It's really interesting because you don't have to. There are people that talk about DMT and they talk about mushrooms and these different things to be able to pierce through the veil and see different things. I've never done anything like that, but I feel that where we are now, it's not even necessary. We have come into a time where everything, like the truth has been revealed, where I say this all the time, we're in apocalypse. The the revelation of information. And when you have information, it changes you. Information changes who you are molecularly. You know, so when you start thinking different things and when you start allowing yourself to see through your pineal gland, through your third eye, you're able to see that there's so much more about what exists and what we can see with our physical eyes. But when you open yourself to that, then you will experience a lot of different things. You absolutely will. But it does require practice. It does require discipline, and it does require focus. You know, we are experiencing a lot of people that are coming into awareness, that are awakening, so to speak. And this awakening comes with a whole bunch of stuff. You got people that are creating a living and creating jobs off of this information. And that's not a bad thing, you know, but it's up to every individual to be able to discern energy, because there's there's a lot of fuckery going on in terms of the information that's being put out there. And that's why it is so important for you to be self-disciplined and self-mastered so that you cannot be deceived by others, you know, and this requires work. It's not something that you have some people out there that will have you to believe, okay, you buy this and, you know, you do this two or three times a day and X, Y, and Z is going to happen, you know, but you got to do this ritual and you got to do this like this. And people's emotion and what they want to happen will have them going to different so-called gurus and witches and different things that will manifest things for you. It's not, that's really not the way that it works. Those are all like mind tricks. And a lot of times things happen because you and your mind believed it. It's kind of like, okay, if somebody tells you, oh, you're going to be, you know, let's say I'm a fortune teller, right? And I'm telling you, oh, you're going to be such a successful person. You're going to be, oh my gosh, you're going to have like so much money and you're going to do this and all these wonderful things. Well, it really, how that happens, if you believe it, then that could be something that happens. But if you do not believe it, whatever it is that fortune teller saw in you, it's never going to happen. So ultimately, it's up to the individual. You are the common denominator of your life. And so when you are trusting other people to tell you how your life is going to go, then you're giving somebody the authority to create in your reality. You know what I mean? And so I think I'm not saying don't go to psychics or readers or anything like that. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that when you go or when you seek the consult of people like this, you want to be sure that you're coming in there with a foundation, grounded, that you're going in there just because you want information and you want some guidance, not because you want this person to, that what this person says is going to be the end-all, be-all of your life. Because ultimately, your energy and the things that you believe, what you're grounded in, is what's going to dictate what your future is, what your reality is. So in this time where there are so many people that are awakening to their gifts, and trust and believe, a lot of these people are gifted, are very gifted. There's a lot of very intuitive, highly sensitive people that have a lot of ability to see past this dimension, to bring messages from the other side. All of that stuff exists. But when it comes to your life, you have to be, you're the battery. You know what I mean? It all starts and ends with you. So you want to be mindful of what you're allowing into your existence and what things you're following, because you don't want to be deceived, especially at this time, because in this time, everybody's being held responsible for their own individual selves. Like, you can't say, oh, well, you know, it was that person's fault. This person told me this or this person told me that. That doesn't really, the universe don't really work like that. Like, you have to be completely 100% accountable for your life all the time, in this lifetime or the next time, or the next lifetime. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and close it up. I don't think anybody else has any questions. So I'll give you one more round before we get out of here. If you have a question, I see a lot of callers on the switchboard. You can just press #1. And I'll be able to answer your questions for you. If you don't have any questions, I would like to wish you a fantastic evening. I want you to imagine the biggest and the most fabulous things for yourself. You know, not just think about it, not just visualize it, but really feel it. And don't be in a rush for tomorrow. Like, focus on this moment now. Focus on what's happening in your life in this moment and be grateful and appreciative for those things that you have so that you can create a higher vibrating energy and have some more great things coming into your life. I appreciate every one of you for being here tonight. Those of you that are checking out the archives, thank you so much for checking it out. You can use these rituals at any time of the month. I don't even know if I gave y'all so much to do. I don't really like to do that a whole lot because I really want people to, you know, create their own and really tap into their intuition, tap into their source so that they can get what they need all the time so that you can get your answers. So once again, thank you so much for tuning in. I was going to try to play a song over here, but this is not my studio, so I don't even know what songs are what. I want to say thank you to Usiku, the owner of the Ringing Stone Network, for allowing me this time here on the platform. And I will catch you guys next month here again. I'll announce later on what I'll be talking about next month because it really has to just kind of hit me. But I'll give everybody a definite notice. You can find me at the Orgon Energy Self-Healing Center, and that's at OrgonEnergySelfHealing.com. You can also find me on Facebook as Mari Torres and Instagram, Orgon Energy Batteries. And I think that's it. I think those are the only platforms that I'm on, and I'm trying to, like, dwindle them down because they're making me a little bit crazy being on social media so much. But, oh, if you would like to get connected with an Orgon Energy device, you can connect with me directly, text only, please, at 818-233-5776, 818-233-5776. Thank you all so much for your time. Hasta la próxima. Adios.